thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
We want to invite you then today to look with us. We're going to be turning and reading just a couple of verses from Hebrews chapter 12. While you're turning there, I want to read to you the purpose statement of our church. It's recently been asked to look that back up, and we've not read it in some time, and so I want to read to you the purpose statement that we have in our church covenant that sums up our purpose. I read it yesterday and it just struck me again. And as I read it and then as I was preparing, continuing to prepare for the message today, I realized that the two came together. So I want to start today by reading that, and I want you to listen to the words of our church purpose, the purpose that we have said we have been established around as Covenant Church. It's threefold. The purpose of Covenant Church is, number one, and not in any particular order, it's these three things in balance, I believe. It is to honor and obey God in our hearts, our homes, and our church. And in doing so, strive to grow in Christian maturity throughout our lives. Secondly, to fulfill the great commission the Lord left His church by carrying the gospel to the world. And finally, to encourage one another with godly teaching, fellowship, and support. That is the purpose that we have specifically called out. That is the purpose that we have written in our church covenant as to why we are gathered here together even today, why we have assembled, why we continue to be in fellowship together, why we have come here today, why we strive, why we come on Wednesdays and Sundays and special services, and it's why we do all that we do is to be wrapped up in one of those three things. And they're all interrelated. Don't believe that you can follow and obey God in your heart without fulfilling the commission that He's left and encouraging one another in the work and in our walk of life. You're not going to find these specific words in Scripture. You're not going to be able to look them up. We aren't referencing chapter and verse and say that these three things are what God has said in His Word specifically that is to be the purpose of the church. But I certainly do believe that these statements are consistent with what the Bible teaches us about the purpose of a church. In our day, in the times in which we live, and probably in times in which most everyone has lived, it has been a very easy thing to lose sight of the purpose of the church. The purpose that God has left His people. And while you're not going to find these words that we have written in our covenant specifically spelled out in Scripture, again, I do believe that you will find them consistent with the purpose that the Lord has left us. And so as we read that purpose statement, and as we think about what we have said and written in that covenant, we need to ask ourselves on occasion, and probably more often than we do, but is every part of my life, your life, in place to honor God? As we've said, we are purposing to do. Are you growing in Christian maturity? You might even wonder, how does one measure that? And I think there's probably a lot to that question. But I think inherently and innately inside each one of us, there's something of an understanding of where we are before the Lord today and whether or not we are progressing or regressing in our walk with the Lord. And if you are like me and you are like just about everyone else, there are going to be days and weeks, months and years in your life where it's going to be two or three steps forward and a step or two back. Three or four steps forward and five steps back. Some distraction in the world that prevents you from walking close to the Lord the way you desire in your heart to walk after Him. And if you are the Lord's, I believe that there is something planted in your heart that wants to please God. I believe this world can dull that desire. I believe that your own conscience can be seared to such a place that you repress that. But I believe there is something deep down in you. And I hope it's not very deep in you today. I hope it's at the very surface of your heart that you want to please God. But when we think about our purpose, are we growing in our Christian maturity? Are there perhaps yet corners of our heart or even large portions of our heart that we've not yet surrendered to God, or maybe that we've tried to reclaim for ourselves that maybe we once did surrender to Him? Are we carrying the gospel to the world? God has blessed us recently with the great opportunities to extend that reach, and I pray that we continue to look for more and more opportunities to share the message of the gospel to the world, both far and near. And one is not more important than the other. Far and near, in distant places and in close places, may we be sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in our life. And are we encouraging one another with godly teaching and godly fellowship and godly support? And I want to thank you today, and I don't want to unnecessarily pat anyone on the back or have us think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but your support and love for me and for one another is more, I appreciate that more than I could ever describe. And so I thank the Lord for that and for you today. And may that just continue to grow stronger and stronger as the days and the weeks and the years go by. I want us to think about that today as we look at the message that the Lord has placed on my heart for our time together today. And we might consider keeping these three statements more visible in our lives than maybe we've done in the past. And I have given some thought to that. But we likely see areas where the Lord has progressed us. And we maybe see areas where we can continue to strive and improve. And my point in bringing all that out at the beginning is I think that there is a temptation and there is an obstacle, a struggle, whatever that you want to call it, there is a tendency for many to have the wrong notion of what it is to be a church, what it is to be a member of the church, what it is to be a child of God, what it is to live the Christian life. I think that there is a temptation in the world today, as it has always been, of having the misunderstanding and a misguided thought about what it is truly to be a Christian, to live the Christian life. And most importantly, when we read Hebrews chapter 12, in these first couple of verses, it becomes very obvious that the Christian life is not to be a passive, stagnant thing. It's not to be passive. It's meant to be an active. It's meant to be a conscious part of your everyday life. It is meant to take energy, and it is meant to be purposeful. Your Christianity, if it only impacts a small part of your Sunday morning, then your Christianity is far removed from the Christianity that we read about in this book. And I know that for us, that's not the case. But if it just even impacts us on a Sunday morning and a Wednesday night or here and there in our life, but it doesn't impact every moment of our lives, if it doesn't impact our hearts daily, then our Christian life does not reflect the Christian life that is revealed to us in the Word of God. There are analogies given to us in the Scripture about the Christian life so that we might be able to more clearly and better understand it. And one of those analogies is given to us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And he says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and every sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." This analogy of the Christian life as a race, it's one that we can identify with and that we can understand, and that is very clear and very concise, and it describes the Christian life. And it is not to be passive, inactive, being acted upon, but it is to be that which guides and directs and is a part of our everyday reality. And this verse, verse 1 of chapter 12, began with that all-important word, "therefore," and we know then that it refers back to something that came before, and the writer of Hebrews is talking to us about this cloud of witnesses, and he says, "Therefore, because we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses, let us run the race that is set before us." And the "therefore" and this cloud of witnesses that he is talking about is, of course, chapter 11, when it is when we read about the men and the women that are listed there, about those who live their lives running the Christian race, running their lives in a Christian manner. And we see and we read 16 different names of people specifically called out in the 11th chapter of Hebrews, men and women. And we read of others that the Scripture says that the world was not worthy of, but their names were not listed. And we read of kings and servants and men and women and Jews and Gentiles. And we read of this one and that one in chapter 11 about those who lived their lives according to the faith of Christ and according to the faith that God had given them. And we find ourselves today, according to this chapter in Hebrews, you and I find ourselves today surrounded by that great cloud of witnesses. This crowd of witnesses, these people who speak and who say to us, and if they could speak to us, they would say to us the same things that the writer of Hebrews is telling us here, that it's time to run our race. It is time, if you have been running, to keep running. It is time, if you have never begun to run the Christian walk and the Christian race, it is time today to begin to run. I've shared with you before that I enjoy going through schools and you see all the pictures of the graduating classes of the seniors, and as you go down the rows and it goes from color photographs to black and white photographs, and it's almost this picture in my mind as I read this chapter again and read these verses about these witnesses that surround us. It's these people who surround this cloud of witnesses that surround us. And if they could speak to us, they would say, and if we were listening to them, they would tell us the same things that Paul or the writer of Hebrews says to us today, to run the Christian race. So are we running? Are you running? Am I running this race that God has given to me to run in my life? Are you indeed running the race that God has placed in your life? Or are you running your own? Have you chosen the race that you are going to run? Or do you think that you can choose and please God at the same time? If these cloud of witnesses could speak today, they would say to us, I believe, much of the same things that we read here in this 12th chapter of Hebrews. And if you want to run the race of the Christian life, if you truly do, and maybe we need to just start there. in your heart, do you want to run this race? In your heart, do you desire to live the life that God has given to you to live? Or are you consumed by your own passions and your own desires and your own wants and your own wishes? Are you consumed with the things of the world? Are you consumed with these other things? Or are you consumed? Are you passionate? Are you convicted? Are you submitted to the will of God in your life? And if you are or you want to be, then in order to run the race, there are some things that must be done. And you guys already know much of what is going to be said here today. There's very little that is new. But I want to bring to your heart and to your mind and to your attention this need for us to run this race. We get one shot at running it, and one of these days it's going to come to an end. And how many strolls, how many strides of my feet will have been spent running the Christian race, and how many would have been spent and will be spent walking in the world? If you're going to run the Christian race, the writer of Hebrews tells us to lay aside every weight.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.